You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 3 podcast.
This might be college football heaven. Yeah.
We are into the portal, as you have heard by now. We want to get some expertise on the subject, and nobody better than Coach Carl Reed from 24/7. Always great to catch up with him. He lives this and breathes it every day. Coach, great to see you. Thank you very, very much. So the portal is open. Give us a primer on what's happening and what it all means.
Well, the spring portal, Paul, is a little less climatic than the winter portal is. But what you're going to see mostly in this window, you're going to see guys that are getting pushed out. You're going to see guys that are having meetings after spring ball with their college coaches telling them, hey, your run is pretty much up here. It's time for us to move in another direction. If you really want to play, you should find another school to go to. That's what you see happening in the spring more so than in the winter portal.
Now, Coach, that sounds cruel to some people out there. That is a reality. It always has been, is it not, in college football?
It's definitely a reality. It's too competitive now. There used to be a day where if you played for a big-time high school coach, or you were from an area that produced a lot of prospects, that people will really tread lightly if you didn't pan out. But now, because of the competitiveness, because guys are only getting 2 years to win in some cases, three is a stretch, because NIL is in play, the transfer portal is in play, they're pushing guys out quicker and quicker. There's no more development. It's, do you have what it takes to help me win right now?
So, I don't want to diminish anyone who's going somewhere else. I mean, they're good players. They may have played out. I realize there's an exception, but are there any really quality players making moves right now, or are these guys that just simply there's no room for?
Oh, it's definitely some quality players at the top. Jacoby Matthews from Texas A&M just went in. Obviously, we know that Caden Proctor, it looks like he's headed back to Tuscaloosa at Alabama. So it's some heavyweights at the top end of the portal, but it's not as deep as the winter period is.
Let me ask you about Caden Proctor, because so many people are just shaking their head over that. And you may or may not know all the details, but for those who don't know, this is a young man who was a top offensive lineman in the country. He originally was indicating toward Iowa, then he went to Alabama. He played there last year, struggled, then came on late in the year. Then he announces he's leaving after Nick Saban leaves, and now he's obviously coming back. I realize there are always crazy stories, but this one is so far winning the day, is it not?
Paul, I don't think this is a crazy story. I think that we forget sometimes that these kids are 18, 19 years old in Caden Proctor's case. When Nick Saban announced his retirement, you could expect a knee-jerk reaction from a kid. He goes back to Iowa, which is his home state, which is where he's from, and they've had an incredible program under Coach Ferentz. But when he gets there, he realizes that he misses the University of Alabama. His teammates are calling him saying, hey, Coach DeBoer is going to do a great job. Iowa and Alabama run their program two completely different ways, and so missing Alabama is not unlikely for a kid. We put a lot of pressure on these guys. They're big-time players. They're making lots of money now. He's a guy that's going to eventually play in the National Football League. But I am not surprised that a kid, which is what he still is in my eyes, made this type of decision.
Now, I have no idea what influenced his decision to go other than Coach Saban leaving. But I'll just give you for example. In the event, let's say he collected something for going to Iowa, what happens? Does he keep that money? Is that his, or does he have to give it back?
It all depends on the letter of the law and the contract, the way the contract was written out, and what a lot of these collectives are finding out on their end, and what the players are finding out on their end. And if it's not on paper, it doesn't matter. And so people promise you things on both sides, but if you haven't had it vetted through the legalities of a contract, it really doesn't matter how anybody feels about it in the end.
So you mentioned some of the players in. I'm guessing that if you're probably in right now, you're not going to wait too long to get into the portal. What's going on right now? You mentioned a couple of big-time players. Florida has a player in this afternoon, A&M. What, take us just inside the portal, Coach. You live and die this. What happens in there once you put your name in?
Once you put your name in there, everybody that has a need is going to start contacting you once that they can see it. You got guys who need three techniques, guys who need edge rushers. Safety and corner are huge positional needs this cycle of the portal. Some of your top end teams are really looking to add wide receiver talent. So if you fit the bill, you're getting bombarded right now by schools trying to set up visits and get you on campus and present you with NIL deals trying to get you to come to their university. It's even more hectic than what national signing day used to be.
We had a high school coach call in a few minutes ago, and I know you spent a lot of time in those high schools, mentoring young people and coaching. He said because of the portal, and you told me this once as well, I think it may have been off the air, that a lot of players in high school are simply having nowhere to go. They're not being picked up because there's such activity in the portal, and college coaches would rather have a guy that's been around a year or two than take a chance on anything less than a blue chipper in high school. What's happening in high school right now?
Well, we have to talk about it is levels to it here. If you're one of the top 200 players in the country, the transfer portal is not affecting you at all. The guys that are in the top 200, maybe even as deep as the top 300, all of those guys are still getting Division I scholarships. It's the guys that you used to be able to sneak in to the bottom of a Power 5 conference or maybe into a Group of 5 school that would show a projection, maybe be developmental guys. Those guys are no longer getting Division I scholarships. They're going to have to go FCS or Division II and prove that they can play at that level and have the opportunity to rise back up if they're successful on the field. But it's not affecting the top guys. It's only affecting the borderline high school guys.
And if you're a borderline guy and you go to one of those, I'm assuming you'll get noticed if you're worthwhile.
If you're a good player, you can't tell me that you got slept on, Paul, and then you go to a Division II school and you don't bust a grape. You have to be able to go down to that level and play dominant all-conference type football if you feel like you were deserving of a Division I scholarship.
Talking to Coach Carl Reed, I know how tight you are with Deion Sanders. We haven't heard that much about him lately since the season collapsed in November. What's going on with Prime?
Well, what they're doing at Colorado right now, they're continuing to build depth across the offense and defensive line. Obviously, we know they replaced all five starters with guys in the transfer portal and top recruit Jordan Seaton coming from the DMV area. And so now they will continue to add bodies and more depth through the transfer portal across the front.
Coach, I know how much attention he got last year, and it was fantastic. But can he build a team in a reasonable period of time doing it the way he is doing it?
Well, I don't think that he has a choice. I talked about this on our 24/7 show earlier. There are certain schools, the Georgias, the Ohio States, the Florida States, the Alabamas, they come from a place that is overflowing with elite high school players. There's not a lot of prospects, if any, that can play Power 5 football in the state of Colorado and very few in the surrounding states. So the transfer portal allows for a school like Colorado to get a huge talent infusion, which is necessary if you want to be competitive. If they had to strictly go the high school route, it could be very dismal, even more so in Colorado.
Let me just, as you know, we primarily talk about the SEC here. I think we know about Georgia and Alabama, but I'm curious, just as you hear all this every day, what, if anything, or maybe several schools are standing out to you that you think have really made some good decisions and will be legitimate contenders next year?
Ohio State should be a legitimate contender coming in the Big Ten. You also have to look at what Dan Lanning is building at Oregon out there in Eugene on the West Coast, getting Dylan Gabriel, adding Evan Stewart at wide receiver. is going to be big for them. They have been very active on the recruiting front. And I think a key pickup this season was Mario Cristobal finally getting an elite quarterback with Cam Ward. The reviews from Cam Ward through spring practice have been top tier. He's shown tremendous leadership. He's changing the way guys perceive themselves in that locker room. So I expect to see Miami make some noise this year.
We really didn't learn much from the spring games. That's by design. But within the SEC, what kind of buzz are you picking up from your friends and coaching and who are seeing the players practice, not a public display in front of 80,000 people that's more for show than anything else?
Well, Georgia's Georgia, you know, and that's going to be the SEC favorite. That's going to be the favorite to win the national championship. Carson Beck is looking elite. Dominic Lovett, after transferring from Missouri a year ago, is looking like an elite receiver, which is what they expected him to be. And they're going to be sound on defense again. So Georgia's going to be the team to beat in the SEC.
Coach Carl Reed, always a fantastic guest. We love it. Coach, be well. We'll talk to you very soon. Coach Carl Reed joining us from 24/7. A busy show already. We had Chris and Griff and now Coach, one more guest a little bit later on. Your phone calls right around the corner.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Welcome back. A busy show this afternoon. Let's check in with John from St. Louis.
Hello, Paul. How are you today, sir?
Very well, John.
Hey, Paul. A couple of things here. I'm going to start with a serious comment and a tribute to a... just a fantastic Major League Baseball manager who passed yesterday, and they announced it today with Whitey Herzog here in St. Louis.
Oh, yeah.
Beloved from Southern Illinois, and Whitey was number one. I think, you know, Whitey represented old school, and, you know, he had quite a following through the Midwest, and I think it sunk pretty far south, too, because, you know, a lot of Arkansas and Mississippi and Bama listened to Cardinal games. And Whitey was A+, and I just wanted to tip my hat to Mr. Herzog, and hopefully the fans on this show remember Whitey.
Well, I don't know how many do, but I do, because I grew up a Cardinals fan, as you probably were saying. And he was, I know he won one World Series. He was a couple of other ones, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. He was in actually three series. He lost three of them. He won one. Unfortunately, the couple of them, he came close and just couldn't close the deal. But anyway, Whitey, we remember you, and God bless Whitey. And now I'm going to turn to the other thing I called in about Paul. And there's a young lady who called last hour about the song for the show. And I think you, did you talk about you have a committee or a agency working on it?
A couple of people here, Jamari and Daniel, have communicated with Taylor Hicks and his team about what we're looking for, but I never trust artists to do what you suggest, so I'll be following up on that.
Well, hey, Paul?
Yeah,
you still there?
Would you like to help with the songwriting?
Well, yeah, I was going to say, Paul, you can go a couple of different directions here, and you know, I think the direction a lot of people want to go is you need to do a survey, and you need to talk to the fans. That's where you need to go,
okay,
Paul.
Okay, John, just for the sake of argument, let's make believe that we make you the chairman of the committee. What would you do to alter the song?
Well, first of all, it's very obvious, Paul, is the song needs to become more representative of the Southeast Conference, and right now it's not. Do you understand that?
Every school is mentioned in the song.
Well, that doesn't make one bit of difference, Paul. You need to have a singer and songwriter with a tradition who embodies the SEC.
So, okay, so John,
and
speed
right
this
now,
along,
Paul, you don't have that. You got some commercial guy coming in here and playing a harmonica and doing this and that.
He's not a commercial guy. He is a creative artist who won American Idol.
Well, okay. You want me to tell you some people you need to consider here?
Yes, I do.
What,
John,
do you want to do?
I cannot tell you how eager I am to hear your suggestions.
Well, we've talked about this before, about the past 4 or 5 years, quite frankly, Paul.
Okay, well, you tell us who you want on.
By the way, people like I, man, who at least know something about music, want to hear about this guy. And we're talking about the swamp, down in the swamp, down on the corner, Mr. John Fogerty, who, by the way, on Facebook, is very willing to come on your show, Paul, but you never have him come on your show, do you?
No, I've never met John Fogerty. I respect his music, but I really don't understand what connection there is to John Fogerty and the SEC. Taylor went to an SEC school. He's from Birmingham. John Fogerty, young man, is from Berkeley, California.
Well, he was
Berkeley,
the original
California.
Swamp rocker, Paul. He represented with swamp rock back
no, he doesn't represent
in the
anything.
60s. Yes, he did. He was at Woodstock.
I don't think it's the best representation of the Southeastern Conference to hire someone to write the song who was born in Berkeley and grew up in El Cerrito.
Okay, well, here's what you need to do then, and I'm going to make it
well,
real
I'm going to tell you right
here.
Now, John Fogerty
no,
is not
you,
going
you
to do the
to
song,
me.
John, okay? He's out.
You listen to me.
He is out,
well,
young man. Smell the coffee.
Okay, listen to me. You need to have Helen Reddy come on and sing your song.
Helen
Good
Reddy?
Night.
She's from Australia, isn't she? She is from Melbourne, Australia. And there's another problem, John. You know what it is? She's dead. Unless we could resurrect Helen Reddy, and she was great. I was a fan. She sang I Am Woman, Delta, did she do Delta Dawn? I can't remember. But she was very good. But John, she's dead. She's no longer breathing. And I'm not sure John Fogerty is either. Susie is up next in Georgia.
Okay. All right, Paul. I am like dying here. Thank you for taking my call. It's
Thank
good
you.
To hear your voice. I had so many things I wanted to talk about. Now this John, I mean, I don't know what's going on. First of all, your show, Paul, is so entertaining and is so good. And I'm really tired people calling, you know, Jim and I-Man, and your show's no good anymore, and it's going downhill. And it's not. It is so entertaining. It's something that somebody likes me just really enjoys every day, and I thank you for everything you do.
Well, thank you for saying that.
Because it's a mixture of everything. I want to give my condolences, Whitey Herzog. I certainly remember Whitey Herzog being my age, younger than John from St. Louis, but not much.
Well, everyone's younger than John from St. Louis, Susie.
Yes, well, yeah, but I'm close there. Jim obviously is come back out of retirement. I don't think he's saying he is, but you know, he's got breaking news because he's going to save your show. So that's his new format, if I'm understanding correct. Is that the way you see it?
Well, Jim and I have this deal where when he feels like he has something to offer, we want to hear from him. He doesn't have
official
position
here,
but he's not officially back. He's just calling on the sly.
Oh, I see. Okay, I got it. The thing I really wanted to call Buzz, Chris Lowe today, I was driving home from work subbing, and I enjoyed what he had to say, and I kind of wanted to mirror image that thought, because he said that his friends, and he being one of his friends, are kind of concerned how Saban is going to handle retirement. I can just say this personally, and I think it kind of mirrors it. People that are passionate about what they do, whether it be, I'm not a college football coach, it's one, you know, the Natty or anything, but just being in, you know, education for now 40 years or whatever, when I retired in 2015, and it was for family reasons, I needed to make a decision there because I was a widow. I hated it. I hated retirement because I wanted to be around kids, and I wanted to be around teacher friends, but mostly the kids, and hope I could make a difference as they grow, not math-wise, but just life and being a good person and all that. And so, you know, Saban, I think, is going to have a really tough time. When you want, you know, he's been on that field for how many years? And talking, you know, and loving those kids and trying to make them not just better players,
Better people. Well, the answer is, Susie, he's been on a football field his entire life because he played football as a kid. And Pop Warner, his father, was a coach. And so he's there. And that's what I hear whenever a player or a coach leaves, is that's what they've always done. I mean, they're elite athletes. They played from day one. As soon as they could walk outside and walk.
Look at Brady.
Yeah.
Brady's considering coming back, and it's like, your blood.
I think, I had a coach tell me this once, who went into television, which Saban is doing. He was at the height of his field, and we went out after a game one Saturday night, and he was trying to get back into coaching. I said, why do you want to do this? He said, this is not satisfying to me. I said, you just called the biggest football game in the country on ESPN in front of millions of people. He said, yeah, but there's not a scoreboard at the end of the night. These coaches thrive on, it's not even the losses. They just have to know. And I've been around people in television who used to be on, and they the first thing they want to know, how did I do? And that they're consumed by that because everyone's graded, but a teacher is graded differently than a talk show host. But none of us are graded differently than a coach. It's black and white. You either win or lose.
You know, and he's got homes and he can travel and he can do that.
Oh, yeah.
But it's football that's in his blood. And you know, he's 72.
Well, Susie, I don't know
the
answer to this because I've never owned. I'm not even sure I own the house I'm in, but I don't think I do. But to have four or five homes, it does make retirement a little more interesting, but it doesn't cure the problem you're talking about. We'll be right back. Much more to come. Pete Nakos will join us. We'll get his take on everything going on right now.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Welcome back. Pete Nakos joining us as we continue talking about the portal. Pete, thank you very much for being with us. You follow this very closely, to say the least. Let's get an overview before we get too specific. What are you watching for right now?
Yeah, it's been a busy late rush, Paul, and thanks again for having me on. Love being on. The Oregon State running back, Davey Martinez, has entered the portal in the last 40 minutes, I think, now. And then on threes, Hayes Fawcett also just broke the news that Colorado defensive back Cormani McClain is going to enter the portal. Obviously, one of those big pickups for Deion Sanders in recent years, who flipped from Miami to Colorado.
And it's interesting. We've had other guests on talking about this, Pete. But this is a different portal, the spring portal. How would you compare and contrast it to what we see in the craziness of right after the season?
Yeah, Paul, the way I look at this portal, right, I think December and January is to really restock the talent pool. I think that's how some programs approach the portal. And then this is the time of year to maybe go through with just look at your roster overall and say, okay, maybe I need a backup offensive lineman. Maybe I need a running back. It's kind of like picking your spots to go get a player. If you're completely trying to put together a new roster in April, you're probably not going to be successful, because as we've seen so far today, the talent pool is just not there.
Yeah, not to go through it all, because it's changing and it may still change a little bit more, although probably if you want to be in the portal, you are in the portal. But how would you describe, there's no such thing as an average player, but what are we really looking at if there is a composite in the portal right now?
So, Paul, I think what we're looking at the most right now in this day and age, right, with the multi-time transfers and coaches leaving all the time and stuff, we're seeing a lot of athletes who have probably been at a school for 1 to 2 years who just development-wise have not gotten on the field, maybe have not seen the improvement, and they want it, or the coaching staff want it, and it's a mix of coaching staffs asking athletes to go in the portal and athletes maybe seeing the writing on the wall that, hey, I need to go find somewhere else to get playing time. At the same time, you're also seeing some really experienced FCS and group of five athletes trying to make the jump up to the Power Four now, right? Maybe it's trying to get in the SEC or the Big Ten. And they have the track record to prove that they're really good college football players, and now they want to try to go play on the biggest stage.
Let me talk about the SEC rule, which prohibits a player to leave now and be eligible. Your thoughts on that, and I think it's pretty obvious there has to be a tremendous impact or effect, because some of these players would likely leave to go to another SEC school.
Yeah, I mean, it's had a huge impact. I think, right, I mean, no surprise here, the SEC is by far the most talented college football conference in the country. And when you have a rule where athletes can't leave and then go to Tennessee to Texas or an example like that, I think it really impacts the portal. The rule itself, it definitely is a disadvantage for athletes. I've also talked to attorneys about it, and some think the rule would stand up in court, because it doesn't violate antitrust violations. And instead, it's just part of the fair market. And the SEC's response in a courtroom would be, hey, well, you can go play in the Big Ten or the ACC.
Pete Nakos, Caden Proctor is the one probably getting the most attention, even though it's a fait accompli where he's going. We know that. But just your view of his odyssey, which is, at least from my eyesight, one of the weirdest I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's been fascinating to watch and try to report on. Right, he goes to Iowa. He slips up in his first media appearance at Iowa that he talked to Iowa when he was still at Alabama. Then he never plays a snap at Iowa, doesn't even go through spring ball. And now he's back in the portal and back at Alabama, and he's at A-Day this weekend. I think he's taking advantage of the rules, Paul, and you're always going to find me probably defending the athlete. And in my preference, I mean, my opinion on this is that the rules let him. It's not Caden Proctor's fault for gaming the system. It's the NCAA's for not being successful in the courtroom and kind of putting college football in this position.
Pete Nakos, the college sports reporter, and he also covers the portal for On3. Many, many thanks, Pete. Always great to be with you as we continue here on a Tuesday afternoon. Plenty of time for your phone calls right around the corner.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Welcome back as we continue here, busy afternoon, and let's get Dale up next in Colorado. Hey, Dale.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
We're great, thank you.
I just want to let Joey know, earlier I called in, Joey, I'm not a Colorado Buffalo fan or a Deion fan. I'm from Georgia. I live in Colorado now. But with that being said, I want to give you some props calling back in, clarifying yourself a little bit. At least you didn't sound as stupid this time as you did the last time. So congratulations with that. And to G, man, hang in there, bro. I know what you're going through. Man, just be strong, brother. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you very, very much. Chuck is up next in Mississippi. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, Paul. How you doing, sir?
We are doing well. Thank you.
I'm the one that called you in January about my prostate.
Oh, yes, of course.
And I called a little bit of equalizers call in yesterday, and I can't second why he said more about the PSA. And taking that, even at 40 years old, is not too early.
Yeah, that's a really important thing. I'm glad you brought that up. By the way, how are you doing
now,
right now?
I just went to get my follow-up, and what they want is your next PSA to be either 0.02 or 0.
Okay.
But mine is 0.
Well, that's great.
So I'm clear.
That is fantastic. Yeah, it's we've talked about it before, but it's something that, and men are the worst patients about something like that. But don't let it happen. I agree with you. Don't ignore the obvious.
And one thing that helped me out more than anything was I took a crash course in everything I could learn about prostate, and it helped me make the correct decisions and get to where I'm at.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I was with somebody the other day who had just gone through something similar, and he ended up with a great result, and I'm so gratified to hear you say that.
Now, one other thing is, they want your prostate to be 4.0 or below.
Okay.
I had a 6.2.
Oh, my goodness.
Which wasn't alarming a lot of people. You think, well, that's not too high. Well, I have stage 2 cancer. So you can't go by the low level of the PSA. You've got to go ahead and have a biopsy done and then whatever treatment they have after that. And there's several, there's 5 treatments that they can give you.
Well, Chuck, thank you for sharing it, and we're all so pleased to hear you're doing well. You continue with much progress. Be well. Elliot is up next in Ohio.
Paul, thanks for taking my call. I heard AC's call. Oh, my God, does AC even have a team that he roots for? I'm not even sure what he's calling about when he calls, but I realize that maybe you and I need to find some common ground. And
you think so?
I think I know where that is. Taylor Hicks is incredible. I voted for him. I think he's an incredible musician. I think he's perfect for your song.
And you think we're going to find common ground just based on Taylor Hicks?
Well, I think that the theme of the blues for the SEC for this year is perfect. I think definitely as bluesy as he can get, as downtrodden as the song can be.
Yeah, Elliot, apologize for not really knowing much about the Big Ten Network. I bumped into it by accident a couple of times. What is the theme song for the Big Ten Network?
I don't know.
Do they have a show where they would need a theme song? I just figure since you Ohio State fans always infiltrate our program, I'm just wondering where we go to infiltrate your program.
That's a good question. Maybe I need to step up and be the next Paul Feinbaum of the Big Ten. Maybe
I wish you would, because then we would have somewhere to go.
I mean, maybe I will, Paul. Maybe that's a niche that's not being filled. We're becoming more south than you guys are in Charlotte. We got country music going on up here for our team when they come in. We all kinds of stuff going on up here. It's probably more country. It's probably more south up here than it is in Charlotte right now with all these guys coming from the SEC.
Yeah, well, the SEC is headquartered in Birmingham, though, so I think that's what you ought to concentrate on.
Well, now, the SEC network is where you're at.
Well, you know, where you are, I mean, you could be in somebody's kitchen. It really wouldn't make any difference. Television is pretty remote these days.
It's more southern and in Columbus, Ohio right now than it is in Charlotte, North Carolina.
I'm not overly concerned about defending Charlotte, North Carolina. It's a place on the map to me. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Vance is up next in Georgia. Hey, Vance.
Hey, Paul. I'm sure you enjoyed that call about as much as I did.
Oh, yeah. You always hear the joke about another root canal, but I've already had all I need, so I don't need another root canal.
Well, it was an aptly said phrase you used earlier. If I don't like, you've got to like the caller to like their call.
And Vance, as much as I didn't like that guy 25 minutes ago, I like him less now.
So do I. Now, speaking of callers, this isn't my normal motif. I've done it a few times, I admit. Paul, we got to do something about John from St. Louis. This is getting redundantly boring. Please tell me there's no way he's married.
I would boldly say there is no way he's married. He told us once he'd been married 3 times, I think.
Well, that just shows you the mentality of those women. But
well, I mean, everyone, man or woman, I mean, we all have weak moments, although I don't know how you could possibly have as weak a moment as to marry John from St. Louis.
That's very puzzling. My only reason for this is it's beyond boring. He is constantly looking for a fight. constantly. And I don't get it. I'm like, if you're that is anything make that human being smile?
No.
Of course, we don't know the answer, but I suspect I want to hear it. I want to know what it is.
I think it would be if Helen Reddy returned from the dead to do the Feinbaum Show theme song.
Oh, God, and all this on-givings about the theme song.
By the way, he said he was communicating with John Fogerty on Facebook. Remember a couple of months ago he was communicating with Chuck Colson on Facebook?
He's been dead Chuck's
been dead since 2012.
Yeah, well,
this guy does a lot of seances, doesn't he?
You know, and I mean, I was, what was it, 1973. I was a junior in high school. And the and Nixon became president in 68 and then routed again that idiot McGovern in 72. Hell, everybody knew his name was Richard Milhouse Nixon.
Oh, yeah. No, he's a pretty famous president.
God help. I mean, I'm sorry to be complaining, but I will give you credit for one damn thing if there's not many. You obviously will let any asshat on your program because that guy has got the tallest hat of all.
I must plead guilty to that, Vance. Thank you very much. Cat Daddy is up next.
Big Paul, looking good and sounding good as always. I have to go along with Vance. I've been listening to that guy, John from St. Louis, Ohio, whatever. And something wrong with that dude. I mean, the I-Man's kind of gone crazy. You got Daryl done gone crazy. Jim from Tuscaloosa gone crazy. But that John, he's crazy.
There's a difference between crazy and crazy.
Well, I guarantee you that. But, I mean, that man just, I mean... Oh, all right, Velveeta, I'll ask him. Velveeta wants to know, have you woke up and smelt the coffee?
Velveeta, I refuse to smell that because I don't think it's good coffee. You know, I'm not a coffee snob, but I mean, remember when we were young, you'd walk in the kitchen, Cat Daddy and your mother would be boiling water for the instant coffee?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Folgers, Maxwell House. That's what, I mean, this guy has never heard of Starbucks.
I doubt that. I tell you what, I ain't never been in a Starbucks myself.
Oh, really?
But that John, something ain't right with him.
You do brew coffee, though, don't you? I mean, you got the Mr. Coffee from Target?
I get the Dunkin' Donut coffee.
Oh, you get Dunkin' coffee.
Yes, sir. That's good coffee.
I'm sure I've had Dunkin' coffee, but what makes Dunkin' so good?
Well, we got a good little breakfast menu, little breakfast sandwiches and stuff, and it's quicker than going through a drive-through for me. I just pull up the one, get out, and go in, and I'm out with my stuff, and there's some 5 minutes of some good people at the Dunkin' Donuts.
I may have to try that tomorrow.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.